to replace
basically
you.
Three people to replace me. And then we put in so many new programs. We put in a lot of things. It was like UIL, we improved it. We improved certain things that we had in the school system. And they were building the cafetorium over there. And so things went up a little bit. But it was one of those cases where we had, you know, we didn't have baseball.
Yeah.
Didn't have, only thing we had for girls was basketball. Uh-huh. But we put in volleyball and things like that. And so there was always growth. And I told Dr. King whenever I left, I said, you're going to have to hire somebody else. I said, you're going to have to hire some other help. And so when I left the high school, they had a woman that came in, became high school principal. They hired an athletic director to take over some of the things like the baseball games and things like that. And for something, it was just difficult to have. Well, I had one guy to come in one day just at 4 o'clock, and he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm gonna go home and get a sandwich." And he said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "I wish I had a job where I could just go home and get a sandwich." And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Tonight you go out to ball game," and I said, "You'll come by whenever you go home, and I'll still be out there at that ball game." And I said, "I'm the last one that leaves out there to make sure that everything's okay." And I said, and so whenever I left the high school, they hired a woman to replace it. They had a counselor to help her. They had an athletic director who received some of the information. And so there were three people that they hired again to replace. So I felt, hey,
yeah,
they got their work, their right. business on it.
Right.